QM Toronto, an iHeartRadio station.
Gotta get up, let's get to it.
Toronto's favorite morning show is on.
I got you in the morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I got you.
Chum 104.5.
No, not coffee. You have to look at the calendar. It's what? A holiday today.
What do you mean? What is it?
Today's National Gin Day.
Oh, I'm not ready for gin.
You're not?
I'm not ready for gin yet. I at least need one little coffee in me first.
Yeah, that's okay. Happy Gin Day, Jamar.
At some point today, if you want to celebrate, celebrate. I've already started.
Have you? What a show this is going to be.
Happy
Friday.
Gin Day, everybody. Azalea, tell us, gin. What does gin come from again? I forget. Like, what's the origin of gin?
You're asking me the origin of gin right now? Well, gin used to be made in bathtubs back in the day, if you know. But, you know, it has elevated since then.
Okay.
And then one main ingredient in all gins is juniper.
Juniper.
So those are the facts for today.
That's what I was looking for.
Oh, well, you said the origin. So, well, the bathtub thing is real.
Well, I mean, you know. I would have accepted bathtubs, too, if I was the Trebek of this thing.
It's gin and tonic day, by the way, not just gin.
Oh.
National gin and tonic day.
My mistake. I'll add the tonic now.
Jamar. Yeah. Tonic is key to the celebration.
You know what, though? When I order a drink on a flight, it's usually a gin and tonic. I don't know why.
Really?
It's like my tradition. And it has no origin in anything. Huh. It's just like, I'll have a gin and tonic.
Right.
And when I'm in a club, I order a gin and tonic because notoriously I spill drinks on my clothing and then I'm the idiot walking around with cranberry juice on my pants.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good.
So yes. I'll order gin
doesn't
and tonic because it doesn't matter. It's clear.
Disappears.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, anyway, just in case you wanted to know about that. We'll talk more about that later. We actually did a gin and tonic tasting on video. And we'll post that up for you. So you
did
could,
we?
Yeah, we did. You don't remember? Was it that good?
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Libra.
You might accidentally make a great impression and everyone will want to know your secret, Libra. It may be a happy accident, but don't let on your little secret. If you play your cards right, this could be a stepping stone to a new opportunity. That sounds a little passive-aggressive.
It does, but, you know, just take it in the good way.
You might accidentally make a good impression. What if you're just a really awesome Libra?
Yeah, what if Libras are just killing it today?
Well, that's what the horoscope says. Your day, Libra, is a 7.
Sagittarius.
Okay, Saggies, here we go. This can be one of those days, already feels like it, when it helps to read instructions or follow directions. If faced with a choice, you may find the effort too much trouble and decide to let someone else sort it. This could be an error as it helps to take control. What? I'm confused. I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm very interested in this. I don't understand that, but I do like to be in control. So if someone takes it away from me, not into it. Anyway. Sorry, getting too personal. Our day is an 8.
Taurus.
Last but not least, for the Taurians, friends' words could be very healing, especially if you're ready for a heartfelt chat. Something could be resolved, and you'll feel all the better for it. On a social note, a surprise call may brighten your day today, Taurus. Aww. It's a 5 today.
So that means that the Sagittarians, we won the day. Do you see how competitive I am? I always look at
you did win
signs.
The day.
So Libra was 7, we're 8, Taurus is 5.
But we didn't read Leo, and we win every day.
No, I say who wins out of the 3.
Okay.
Sagittarians, you win today.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
The clean eating food craze continues, and it's a good craze. Everybody wants, like, you know, the food and their veggies and stuff. Just cleaner, less pesticides, less additives, less of the junk.
Yeah.
I didn't know that craze would make it over to the wine cellar or to the wine aisle.
Clean
wine is the term.
Clean wine. And just like you say with the food, I mean, it does relate to people wanting to have more transparency in the products that they're consuming. It even, you know, clean beauty. It's in the beauty world. But really, it's a marketing term because there's not a huge definition as to what it is required in order to be put, this is clean.
Oh, that's funny.
So there's no FDA, like no one's regulating this.
No one's regulating.
No,
yeah,
so clean is like, you know,
it depends on what you think clean is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very much dependent. And to be honest, a lot of celebs are getting into the alcohol game.
Yeah.
Seen this?
Every week a celeb is releasing alcohol.
Something else. And especially female now celebrities really getting involved in that game. Kate Hudson. Hudson, Cameron Diaz. And so that is pushing. I mean, if I see a Goop wine, I'm out, right? That is pushing that sort of clean idea. But so here's what we do know. There is some transparency about the ingredients.
Okay.
They're mainly using organic grapes and say their products are free of unnecessary additives. Mm. But like I said, the company decides on what necessary additives are. So there's no regulation there. Many of them are vegan, and meaning they're made without animal byproducts and don't contain any added sugar. So definitely there is some sort of health vibe to it. But my real thing, why I was clicked on this, I was like, is it going to help with a hangover?
You know, well, that's a very good question. Because even sometimes after like just two modest glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And if you go straight to sleep, when you wake up, you pay for it. Mm. It's like, why did I do that? Like, why do I feel like this morning?
Right.
And I think that's mostly because of the sugars in it, maybe sometimes. So. That's what I was told.
Yeah, the sugars and just like the alcohol. Like how our body metabolizes alcohol. And the additives do have something to do with it. And so, you know, this will lessen it. But again, it's really the alcohol that allows you to wake up the next day feeling not so great.
Okay.
And how they're advertising a lot of this clean wine, though, I'm seeing a glass, a soapy wine glass. And I'm like,
that's not good marketing.
Hurt.
No, yeah, soapy wine glasses.
I'm like, ooh.
With the wine in there?
I mean, there's no wine in it, but I'm just like, why would you want to associate a mouthful of soap with wine? I mean, I'd still drink it, Jamar, but
in case of emergency, yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Cameron Diaz brand right now. It's called Aveline.
Yes.
Aveline. It looks cool. She's got all the ingredients listed on the bottle.
Yeah. See, there's like keto friendly. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something. They're relating it a lot to diet culture. I don't love that about it, but yeah. There's certainly a demand for wine in a more palatable way.
Okay, clean wine. Herb wine says it's free from added sugar, added artificial colors, concentrates, vegan friendly, tastes light and fresh with notes of melon and zest in the rosé. And it only goes for $18 a bottle American.
Okay. So, thanks, cool. Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Thanks,
clean wine might be an option if you want to add that to your clean list of groceries.
Yeah, let's do a clean radio show today. Clean chum.
As if it wasn't clean enough. I'm trying to dirty it up a little bit, guys. We'll get more fun. Baby,
wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Wow. Shout out to anyone who's seen the new Snyder cut of the Justice League movie, which is streaming on Crave, by the way. Very, very long movie, but really a good one.
Okay.
And, you know, comic books.
You got time.
If you have time, this is one that'll eat up a bunch of your time.
Okay.
4 hours long.
Oh, wow. Oh.
The first Superman comic book has made news right now. The first issue of Superman, or the first time Superman appeared in a comic book, which is Action Comics number one. That's the name of the comic.
Okay.
This was originally printed in 1938.
Oh, yeah. Superman is old.
Mad old.
Oh.
Mad old. Okay. And this comic has been what they're calling one of the most expensive comic sales ever. Record price of $3.25 million.
No.
For this comic book, yeah. I mean, when you really think about it, Superman is one of the, if not the most famous comic book character of all. This is like...
I would say so. As someone who is not a comic book fan, I would definitely be like, Superman.
Right. That's the standard, right?
Yeah.
Superman.
Totally.
And this comic actually is called a lot of people say, the start of the superhero genre.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's an iconic cover. I read it, like, the minute as a comic book collector,
yes.
I know this cover. Like,
off now, is there mind. Only one of them? Is that
No, there's a bunch. I mean, when it was originally printed in the 30s, they printed tons of them.
Okay, so it was like a printed, it wasn't like...
No, it wasn't a rare, okay. Rare thing. I mean, they printed a lot of them. It's just that it was 1938, right. So like, how many have lasted, and who really has one in mint condition?
Yes.
So this specific buyer bought one, many years ago for like $2 million and then resold it and made about $1 million profit. More than that, yeah. So that's what it is.
This is a major game. Like,
this is a thing. This is a thing I do.
You do.
Yeah, it's comic book investing. Like what they have in the comic book world, they call them key issues.
Yeah.
And a key issue is an issue of a comic book where something happens that's really pivotal to the genre. Either they introduce a brand new character.
I see.
Or something really big happens in that issue. This is a major key issue of Action Comics.
Oh,
the introduction of Superman.
Are you jealous? Do you read this story and think, oh,
A little bit, but I can't afford this. This is way out of my price range. Okay. But I have a couple key issues.
Yeah, I have a couple key issues.
I invest in some comics. Okay. Not nearly this expensive.
See, you don't need Bitcoin, Jamar. You got your comic books.
I'm diversifying
diversifying your portfolio.
A little comic here, a little Bitcoin there. No.
Right.
But, yeah.
That image of just the guy hoarding comic books, well, maybe he knows what's going on. Yeah, maybe it's sexy. Maybe it's a million-dollar guy.
You're absolutely right, Meredith. Okay. So a lot of times there's a lot of fun when people talk about comic book collectors. They go, oh, these guys that'll never grow up. But
sure. The
truth is there's a lot of thought that goes into the purchase of these comics. Everyone's trying to find that book, that next character that's going to pop off in pop culture. And then all of a sudden you look at this comic that you've had for years and you're like, yes, I bet correctly.
Right.
This
my is guy's the going up.
My girl. Yeah, because I got some girl comics that are soaring right now.
It's the best. It's the best. It's like I dive into a whole new ocean with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this is. Fun.
Probably not, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't get this, but I'm into it.
So and you can carry stocks. I've got comics.
Yeah.
So congratulations to that buyer. The Action Comics number one, first appearance of Superman, $3.25 million.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chump.
6:30 games time, Friday morning. Let's get our players ready to go.
Yes.
Playing on Team Jamar's Clark. Hey, Clark, good morning.
Good morning, Jamar.
All right, welcome to the team.
Clark is awake.
He is, and on Team Meredith is Patricia.
Good morning.
Hey, she's awake too. Look at that. I'm taking inspo from you, Patricia. Glad to have you on the team this morning.
Prizes this morning?
Good to be here.
Yeah, $100. Pizzaville Pizza. No joking around there. So much pizza for $100 there. Great.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, today we are playing a game called 5 in 10. 5 in 10. It's a bit of a speed game where you have to use your mind and some speed. Each one of you must list off 5 things in 10 seconds. We'll give you the category. For example, if I said 5 television shows, Meredith, go.
No problem. Oh, sorry.
5 television shows.
Oh, Drag Race, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Your Honor, The News, The Social, The Meryl Dennis Show.
The News. Yes. The News. The News. The sitcoms. The comedies.
The News. CTV News.
There it is.
Well, it's like when I buy magazines and I buy the silly, gossipy ones, but then I also get, you know, the Time.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. Because I said Drag Race and Kardashians, so I needed to go The News.
There you go.
Anyway, that's so not what you're going to do, Patricia or Clark.
You see how this goes, guys?
That's how it works.
5 in 10 seconds. We'll start with Team Meredith this morning.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay, Patricia, I hope you are more like Jamar than myself for this one. Okay, am I telling her what it is,
yep.
Miles?
Yep, and when you give her the category, that's when the 10 seconds starts.
Okay, you ready, Patricia?
I'm ready.
Okay, good luck. Name 5 video game characters in 10 seconds.
Mario, Luigi, Zelda, Princess Peach, and Wario.
That was it. That was great.
You basically just listed all the Mario Kart people.
Yeah,
Mario, that's why.
You clearly have a Nintendo Switch or something at home.
Yeah, yes, I do.
Good for you, Patricia.
That was great. Okay. Clark, are you ready?
I think so.
You got the perfect name for this category, too, by the way.
It's so true.
All right, Clark, name us 5 superheroes in 10 seconds.
Green Lantern, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, Hulk.
Boom, that's 5. You even put Clark Kent,
I know,
Superman in there.
That's so meant to be.
Nicely done.
Wow, we got some speedy, smart people on the line this morning.
I 5 and 5.
Listeners, 5 and 5.
A tie. So we have a tiebreaker, Miles?
We do. I asked you both to pick a number between 1 and 2,000. Clark, you went with 100. Patricia, you went with 1314. And the number I was looking for was 19. So Clark is our winner this morning.
Superman.
Wow, way to go.
Way to go. $100 Pizzaville gift card for you, Clark, to enjoy a family night of pizza and more. And this Sunday, for the rest of us, we can order an 18-inch XL 3-topping pizza for pickup, only $14.99. Order online at pizzaville.ca, and you can visit chem1045.com for all those details. Very well done, Patricia, though. I much respect for your Mario obsession. But Clark takes it this morning.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Happy Taylor Swift Day.
Yeah.
Taylor has dropped Fearless. This is the album with 27 tracks. The big deal about the album, if you don't remember, is most of them are re-records of songs that were previously released, but because of the controversy between her and Scooter Braun, where he now owns the masters to those songs, she decided to just re-record them so she could have her ownership of her part of the legacy.
It's so boss.
It is
so
very boss.
And it actually can really change the entire music industry because, you know, she didn't own her catalog, and not many artists do, you know, when you start out. And now she's just decided, no, and fans are showing up. So Fearless, Taylor's version, you know, they're hiding them on Spotify playlists. They're doing all kinds of things.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So we've got three songs. I'm going to test you. So the first one is Taylor Swift 15. Is this new Taylor or old Taylor?
Oh, I don't know.
So are we answering now?
Okay, wait, no, I want to hear the other one.
So that's the first one?
I was confident, but now I'm not sure.
It's the second one?
I know exactly what it's going on. I know.
Okay, what do you think?
You want me to guess?
Yeah.
I think that's the new one. The other one is the first one.
I don't know.
One.
I feel like the first one is the...
So Jamar's going one old, two new.
Yeah.
I think I'm going the other.
Jamar is correct.
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
got it right.
My swiftiness is leaving me.
Next one.
Okay, let's hear it.
You Belong With Me.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
I do love that song.
Then the next one.
I mean, it's good. It's she's keeping it tight to the original.
I know.
I'm going to go with the second one is the second one. Like the old, new one.
The oh second one's the old one?
Just because I can, sonically, they're like, they did something, anyway, whatever. I'm not making sense, but I'm going to go with that.
I actually agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
You think the second one's
second
the new one?
Second one is the new one.
Yeah.
No, no, wait.
Oh, no, we're both wrong.
Hold on. I can't do it now. Whatever.
You said you agreed. Yeah, you're both wrong.
I know.
Wrong.
I was about to change my answer.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
Well, whatever.
Terrible game.
I was about to change my answer, just for the record.
And let's see if you can do better on the last one. Okay. Love Story.
Okay, love it.
So is that the new one, or is it this one?
Oh, I can't tell.
I think I'm going to go for three strikeouts. I'm going to say the first one is the new one.
Jamar?
I'm going to say the first one is the old one.
Meredith, you're correct. The first one is the new one.
And I only did that. I just wanted to... all right. So, well, good. What were you listening for?
I was listening for her voice because I think you change in that many years, you know, vocally. And you know, we know when Taylor started off, she started off more very much in the country lane. So I was listening for more of that, like, country Taylor.
I was listening for youth. Like, I was like, you know, she's obviously gotten older. So I'm trying to hear if I could hear an older woman's voice or a younger woman's voice.
I mean, basically, I don't know what we proved there, but we proved that she is really keeping it in the vein of where it started, which I think is even more boss. Like, these aren't remixes of songs. This is, like, the song just done again so she can own it and she can make the money. And I myself am buying that album a few times today.
It's very hard to do.
Yes, it's hard to do.
To do something, do a recording the same way it was done years ago.
Yeah, and I love this tweet about it. Don't dwell on what you can't change. Focus on what you can. That's the lesson that Taylor Swift has taught us with this album.
They probably never thought she would do
of
this, right?
Not.
They
were, no.
When Scooter bought the...
Yeah,
the
right, they're like, okay. Like,
I got
She'll move on.
And here's another thing to think about. The Swifties, at some point, may start trying to listen to this album more than the other ones. So devaluing...
Oh, no, they already are.
They are?
The Swifties are hiding the original version of this album all over the internet. Like, they're trying to cancel it, basically.
That's great.
Yeah. Baby,
wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
We just received word that the royal family has announced the sad passing of Prince Philip. That is actually probably just minutes old, that news. And we'll have more on that in trending in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're looking at right now. Seems that Prince Philip has passed. Wow. The Marriage Pact. Have you ever heard of this? The Marriage Pact?
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, some people, when they get into relationships or when they're moving through relationships, they have this one person. They're like, okay, listen, let's make a pact. If we are, like, maybe we're friends, maybe we're old lovers, whatever.
Sure.
Classmates.
Yeah.
At age X, if we're both not married, we should probably just come back and revisit and say, hey, let's make a pact. Now let's get married.
Yeah, it's like your plan B, or like you're buying insurance or something. You're like taking out a loan.
It's like break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Person to marry.
Mm-hmm.
This was a thing in my best friend's wedding.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. And at the time when I was watching it, I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And now when we look back at what age they put as the age they would come back together, it blows my mind.
So funny. 28 years old.
28. If we're not married by 28.
Someone is laughing at this right now, because a lot of people, I mean, these days people are getting married older and older and older and older.
Yeah. I'm not married.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my guy, but I'm not married.
I'm married. So it's like, I'm playing on 28 either.
Yeah, no.
So it's like, I remember one of my good friends from university, she told me recently, I think maybe like a year ago, we had a conversation, and her and I never dated.
Right.
But she reminded me while we were in school, I actually said that I thought I'd be married by 25. I'm definitely gonna be married by 20. If I remember me at 25 now, there's no way I was gonna be married. I wasn't prepared for that.
I remember telling my mom I was gonna have 4 kids. She laughed in my face. Like, she was like, you think you're gonna have 4 children? Do you know how much time that takes?
I know.
Do you know how you're gonna balance your career with 4 kids?
Or so much could happen in your life, right?
So much can happen. But I really think, because when you think of my best friend's wedding, that wasn't, when you think of that movie, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
Yeah.
And yet the change in societal norms, like now, if that was the case, she was also a successful New York restaurant reviewer.
Yeah, right.
At 28. But that actually is more possible.
That is,
you know, you're kind of doing that at 21 now.
Maybe, or she'd probably just be a YouTube influencer or something like that these days. But here's the question.
Yeah.
If that movie were to be redone today,
yes,
what age would people be making the marriage pact?
Yeah, like what's the realistic, if we're not married by 40, or what's the number? Because it sure isn't 28.
I would love to hear what you guys think. Yeah, text 104536. What age do you think, Meredith?
Maybe 40. Maybe by 40. I'm going to go with 40.
Azalea, what is the marriage pact age now, in your opinion? What's the age that people...
I would say... I made a marriage pact to somebody, and I passed it. And I was like, "Ooh, too soon." So definitely, I would say in 40s.
What was the age you guys made? What was the pact?
30.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 30. I mean, it was just for jokes, but then when we turned 30, we're like, "Ooh, we're not ready."
No.
What is that person doing now? Are they married?
No, he's not.
He's pining away for Azalea, Jamar.
Yeah, right?
He was hoping that hello. Patch was going to come through. Yeah,
that's funny. I want to ask more questions about that. Did you guys? So at 30, do you guys look at the paper and just go rip it up?
It's funny. We forgot about it, but we both set the calendars in our phone. So we both got an alarm on the day, and we were like...
Terrifying.
What an awkward day that was, right?
Yeah, and then we just text each other. We're like, so we're supposed to get married today, so now, what are you saying?
Now here's the question. Here's the question. The youngest person in the room is Miles.
That's true.
So the question for you is, Miles, what age would you say the marriage pact should be?
Looking up
and not looking down like we are.
Yeah.
I turned 30 in September of this year.
This year? Okay.
Let's see... I would say 31.
31 is the marriage pact year?
So I think 30 puts too much pressure on you, so I think 31.
Yeah, because it's a milestone birthday. Yeah. So it's like, it's my 30th, I'm going to get married.
Yeah, just enjoy your 30th. get wasted, be single, and then get married at 31.
And with that says he's not focused because it's all about the alcohol.
I'm just going to say, you are with somebody right now.
Yeah.
So
so that means you guys should be married soon.
And his little face just got a
bit. Yeah, maybe next year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's huge news.
That's good. That's good. But
Heather.
I mean, that's great news, but let's just see what happens when he gets there. Like, when that day comes, like, when that age comes, will you do it? Would you think you'll pull the trigger?
Yeah, his face is looking serious.
I mean, we've spoken about it just, I mean, at the moment, only, as a formality for my visa situation.
Oh, now we're getting, I see.
So, I don't know. I'm, like, 90-day fiancé, you know?
Did you see what happened?
Miles just went from, like, super romantic to, like,
the romance is I heard the romance come out of Azalea's nose, like,
yeah, 100%.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. You went from Prince Miles to, Miles.
Beautiful.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
Can you imagine if Marilyn was in on this conversation about the marriage pact?
Yeah, actually, that'd be good.
That would be great.
Yes, high school sweethearts reunited.
Isn't it crazy? But much later than you were even talking about now.
That's true.
So how could she have even made a marriage? Maybe they made a marriage pact.
Yeah, maybe. You got to ask her next week. Maybe that's how this all came to be.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, revisiting my best friend's wedding, and in that movie, they made a marriage pact. They said at 28, that's when they're going to do it. If all else fails, we'll marry each other at 28.
At 28.
Which is funny now, right?
Yes. Bogus.
Because 28 is, for some people, many, it's way back there. And it just seems like, I don't know, me at 28, I don't know.
No texts are coming in for 28.
Right?
No. Zero.
So what is the new age for a marriage pact? Number one, we've all talked about it on the air, and the significant others have weighed in on cell phone.
It's true. They're all texting us.
What did your man say on the text, Meredith?
Rod texted in and said that he has a marriage pact.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Apparently not with me. So I don't know what I'm doing.
You need to hurry up.
I don't know what I'm doing in this scenario. Yeah.
Ish or get off the pot, Meredith. Miles, what did yours say?
Heather, surprised she's awake. Morning, Heather. She sent me an engagement ring emoji, the bride emoji, the scared face emoji, the love heart emoji, and then like the birthday party emoji. So
that's great.
So funny about that.
What's that?
Is that it's emojis.
Emojis, right?
That's
right.
Like words, Rod and I,
emojis.
Rod and I are in words. You guys are in emojis. It shows our difference in age there.
Well, there you go. Now the pressure's on. Luckily, I turn off the internet when I leave for work every morning because I know I have to do a radio show.
Okay.
I'm not getting any texts.
Make sure there's no response.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What do people think? You could text 104536. What are people saying the age they believe it is now?
There's a lot of 35 coming in. 35, 36. Yeah. 35.
What do you think the calculations people are making? Why 35? Like what about the age 35 makes it the because what you're saying, this is like the edge of the cliff, like Thelma and Louise, like don't go over 35 or else you gonna get married. Like
right, I think there's some societal thought of like what happens to you after 35, but I also, you know, which I don't know if I totally agree with, but I think there's also this idea of where you are in your life and, you know, potentially if you want to have kids, like all that stuff starts to play in. I mean, there is a biological factor to all of this
for sure.
In some way.
For sure.
So yeah, I mean, I get the 35. That's not where I would sit it, but yeah, I see you, 35.
35, just a little more than 28, not too much more. Laura's on the line. Laura?
Hi.
Marriage pact. What age would you say the marriage pact, the new marriage pact now, what age would that be?
Well, I agree. I think it's 35.
Okay.
I'm sitting here at 30.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here at 30. Why'd you say it like that?
At 22.
What?
So he's gone.
Your marriage pact partner got married at 22?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I've left the boat there.
Can I ask where you are from?
I'm from Toronto.
What? He got married at 22 from Toronto?
Well, he moved away.
Oh, see? There we go.
I think his wife is from Vancouver.
Oh.
From what you could see on Instagram, are they happy?
Yeah.
Yes, they're so happy.
They are?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, worse.
You hear,
but you know,
I hear it in your voice.
They never put the bad stuff on Instagram, so I'm sure it's miserable.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just trying to portray, but really he's pining for you. Okay.
But listen.
Your marriage pact is done, and now you're sitting at 30 and looking ahead 5 years and thinking, okay, in 5 years I can do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there someone in the wings right now? Is there someone in the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if they're listening.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Time limit.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead. Use chum. Use our airwaves. What do you want to say to him?
We're going for a walk on Sunday. If you're listening, let's make a pact.
All right.
This is Midge. And I love that you said we're going for a walk because that's all you can do now in right. dating oh, yeah. is walk around and with the person, human in a mask.
But also the person listening is wondering if this is this my Laura?
Yeah, is
and
this
he's
my
like,
Laura?
Oh, snap. It is her. It we're going is. On a walk Sunday.
Oh, that walk.
Where are you going?
What are you doing?
Rosetta no. McLean Park in Scarborough.
Okay.
What time?
Don't do it. Don't answer. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
What time?
Don't answer that.
Miles.
Don't answer that.
Miles.
We want them to have some privacy.
Yeah. Don't make this a throuple. Okay.
Okay. Well, good luck, Laura.
Thank you. I need
hey, listen. You might want to hit us up on Monday and let us know if you guys made the pact, please.
I will tune in. I want to hear this.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Please
great.
Do. Please do.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was Patrick.
Marriage pact, Patrick. That'd be great if
oh,
it was.
Oh, I gotta know. I gotta,
yeah, you gotta know
I
about
gotta
him.
I gotta figure him out.
We gotta, shout out to anyone listening to the show. You, yeah. you guys remember Marriage Pack Patrick. He's a thing.
Okay. Love that.
Patrick, you still listening? Are you there?
Yeah.
That's us. Great. If you're walking through that park in Scarborough and you hear someone with an egg timer, you know it's her. Because she started the timer.
Yeah, she's looking ahead.
That's great.
Looking ahead.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Was that a cock-a-doodle-doo? was that an actual yeah. cock-a-doodle-doo?
It's the chum rooster. What's wrong with you? Are you? What's wrong? What's you never seen it over there? It's around
never
the corner.
Seen it.
In the cage.
Oh.
Live from the countryside of Jamaica. Chum 104.5, that's
yeah.
what it is.
Wow.
You know when you go to the islands, you just hear roosters all over
yes.
the place?
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Totally.
What island were you in?
So, where was I think I was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, Hawaii too.
Yeah.
Hawaii too. Just hear roosters. You call them a cock in the morning.
Yeah, yes we do.
A cock crow.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we brought the cock to the radio station.
No, we
what can
really
I say?
Did. We said it was going to be clean today.
I'm talking about chicken. I don't know about
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah, same.
7:33 on Chum. If you looked out your window while you're driving just now and you saw a minivan with a person whose head could barely reach over the steering wheel, what would you do?
Why are they out? It yeah. is a stay-at-home order.
It's wild.
That's what
Whoa, is that what yeah. you'd ask? That should not be the first question.
No.
Be like, why is this young person driving?
Like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
This is what happened in Minnesota. A cop on a Sunday night looked over and saw a 10-year-old driving a minivan.
In Minnesota,
yeah, and was wondering what was going on. So this cop, hopped into action, was able to, before the vehicle hit something, corner it and make it stop.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Like kind of T-boned it, like parked in front of it, I think.
Okay.
And the reason why the kid, when the cop went to the car and said, why are you driving a car? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, safety. What's happening?
Kid said they ran out of Cheerios. So he went out, took the parents' car while they were sleeping.
Oh, my gosh.
10-year-old kid was doing 50 miles an hour.
No, they were not.
Which would be, I forget how many kilometers that would be, but I'll tell you, that's way too fast for a 10-year-old.
Yeah,
a 10-year-old
all of
should, it. He should have been doing the most 30.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah.
Speed is the issue there.
No charges. No one got hurt, thank goodness. But yeah, really strange.
Did the
story.
Parents get charged or neglect?
Nah, they didn't pay. Like, they didn't charge the parents either. I guess they just said that the kids just were up to some mischief.
I guess so. Were you a mischievous kind of kid?
Not really.
No, neither was I.
Nah.
No.
Nah, I didn't really do too much. I did some bonehead things.
Sure.
But I didn't really do bad things necessarily.
Yeah. Was this maybe like a weird marketing thing for Cheerios or that backfired?
I would say it would be a terrible marketing ploy if it was.
Well, I'm glad he's safe. My gosh.
He said that the cop's a serial liar.
Oh, my God, Miles.
Again, Miles.
He got it.
He got it.
He downloaded every pun in the book before he got here.
Oh, my gosh. We have to do a pun off eventually. That has to happen.
It'll happen.
Okay, good.
It'll happen. Let me ask you a question. Just between you and I. Don't tell anyone else.
Okay,
just
we'll tell.
Yeah. What age did you drive a car? Like the first, and what was the age when you first got behind the wheel? Did your parents ever let you drive?
Oh.
Before you were like legal to? Shh, don't say it too loud.
I wish. I'm about to lie right now to seem cool. No.
Sorry.
No, they weren't. No.
Oh, they did it?
No,
oh, okay.
I was at like a lot
of
parking lot with my dad.
Mine either.
Teaching me how. Oh, you. When did you drive?
I don't know. I feel like my dad put me in his lap a couple of times.
Oh, okay.
Like around the block.
Sure.
That's not, you're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not supposed
did
to
Did yours
do that.
Too?
My cousin, I was 13 and she was like, hey, do you want to go? Like, yeah, go on then. Yeah.
It's not right. We're not endorsing breaking the law, anybody, but we're just speaking about our past transgressions.
Yeah.
13, you said?
13.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know kids in the suburbs and like the rural areas, yeah, they go joyriding all the time. You can get away with that when there's like no one on the road.
Or
no road, really.
Trying to do that in Toronto doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Cash loaded. Bank player ready.
Beat the bank.
Live from Mount Hope, it's Lillian.
Hi.
Hi.
There you go. You know, a lot of people on the text were betting against you. People are like, she'll never call back. She'll never. There you are.
There you are.
No, you can't do that. I am here live, ready to go.
Yes, you are.
Locked and loaded.
When you heard Mount Hope, did you think, oh, this is me? When we said where we were going to, like, say the location from, were you that hopeful?
Hello?
Lillian?
Yeah, I'm here.
There we go.
Great. You know what? What I was saying totally doesn't matter. Let's just go on to win the money. Okay. Who cares?
Are you ready to play before your phone cuts out?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, beat the bank. You know how this goes. Let's open that first vault for Lillian.
200.
$200.
What do you think, Lillian?
Keep going.
Number two.
Okay.
400.
400. Doubled your money.
Yeah, keep going.
Number three.
500.
Keep going.
Number four.
650.
The speed is working for you.
We'll go one more.
Vault number five.
750.
Woo.
I'll take it. Stop.
You want to stop?
This.
Yeah, I'll stop. Stop.
750. All right.
Five volts, $750.
Was quick.
What are you thinking there, Lillian? Did you think it couldn't go any higher?
I'm not a huge risk taker, so I'd rather take the money that I can get and run.
All right. Well, you did that, girl. No one's taking that $750, but we do have to go on and see what could have been in there. You know, we did go to $5,000 yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Like, you're supposed to be from Mount Hope. Yeah. Like, what is really happening?
I know.
Okay, well, let's see what would have happened if you had followed the yellow brick vaults to the next amount. So let's see. Next? Number six.
$800.
$800.
Fine with that.
Number seven.
Funds not available.
Oh. Well played, Lillian.
Mount Hope. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah, where is that?
It's just out in Hamilton.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, is that newish or is it old or the Mount Hope area? Is that
recent? it's a little subdivision.
Okay.
Okay, cute.
Cool.
But you don't want to be like, I'm from Hamilton. I'm from Mount Hope. I get it, girl. I get it.
Okay.
Right. No offense to Hamilton. I love you. Let's see what you did there.
Yeah,
awesome. What you're doing.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
So this weekend, as you sit in front of your couch, sit on your couch in front of your TV.
It's like, what's going on at your house?
We sit in front of our couches instead of the couch.
It's a great way to pass the time.
Could you imagine that? Yeah. It looks so weird. But a lot of people are not even sitting in front of TVs. They're taking out an iPad or taking out a phone and streaming.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what to watch this weekend. What will you be watching this weekend, Meredith?
Well, I will be watching tonight on Crave, the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race, season 13. This is the big ending. We've been, watching every week. It's a really good season. And I'm not going to do any spoilers because if you haven't caught up yet, but yeah, that's definitely what I'll be watching. I also want to check out the final part of the Demi Lovato docu-series on YouTube. I haven't seen
I've watched it, got put up yesterday,
but I haven't watched it.
Because of you, I keep wanting to watch. I've only watched one episode of that.
Yeah.
But like, you gave it such, I don't want to say rave reviews, but you really painted a good picture of what it was.
It's just way more. She just goes there way more than I thought she would. It's not like safe or protected at all. She just really lets it all hang out, which is just interesting to me. You know, it's very vulnerable. It's shocking. But anyway, it was interesting. And there's one more part that I haven't seen, so I'm going to catch up on that. What about you, Jamar?
SNL this weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing musical guest Kid Cudi.
There you go.
Kid Cudi, for those who don't know, he was one of Kanye's artists on the Good Music label. Hip-hop, kind of dancey dude. Kid Cudi was one of the few rappers to really be open about his mental illness and mental struggles.
Okay.
That's why I really, really like it. People always say, oh, Kid Cudi, that dude's crazy. Well, he was actually onto something. Kid Cudi was really openly talking about his mental struggles before it was a thing. So I'm a fan of his. Kid Cudi will be the musical guest, and I believe Carey Mulligan is
host. Yeah. Here's a little clip from the promo.
Hi, I'm Carey Mulligan, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Kid Cudi.
And I'm Adult Kenan, and this is Lil Baby Angel Carey.
Okay, everyone has to call me that from now on.
You got it, Lil Baby Angel Carey.
Okay.
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 I don't think they're going to be doing much together.
No.
Let's not judge the chemistry on that.
Keenan's is always very kooky.
Yeah, they're fun.
But very cool. All right,
SNL's
that's what I'm
good lately.
Yeah. SNL's been firing on all cylinders. They started off kind of bleak, but it's been getting better.
I agree.
Yeah. You? What are you watching this weekend, Producer Miles?
I've got 3 episodes left of Formula One Drive to Survive, the documentary on Netflix.
Yes, on Formula One driving.
So good.
Yeah?
It follows the entire series, every team. It's really, really good. It's really good.
Very cool.
Is it really good?
It's so good. I've even gotten Heather into it, and she likes it now.
Oh.
What's the best part about it for you?
You just get, it's a real fly on the wall view of what happens in an entire Formula One series. It's very political, very dramatic.
From the driver's perspective or just from a...
From every team, basically. So it's like a different episode is kind of showing you behind the scenes of a different team. So Ferrari, Mercedes, Red Bull. It's really good.
That's cool. I'll check that out. Azalea, what are you watching this weekend?
Well, there's a new comedy out on Netflix that I'm super interested in seeing, and I feel like I just need to laugh these days.
Yeah.
So it's called Thunder Force with Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer. And Netflix actually posted a really fun poster, Look at Us Then and Look at Us Now. And there was a picture of them back in the day and then a picture of the poster. So that was really fun and caught my attention. And it's basically about 2 childhood best friends. They reunite and they start crime fighting. They become this superhero duo, but they're ordinary people with superpowers.
Oh, you should have led with crime fighting. I would have.
Oh, sorry. You wouldn't have tuned out?
But I'm back in.
Crime-fighting superhero duo.
Thank you.
Can I make a correction with my pick?
Sure.
Because someone has texted, and now I am full blush mode. I know you can't see because it's the radio, but I pride myself on being a number one RuPaul's Drag Race fan. You know that about me?
Yes.
Tonight is not the finale.
Oh, when is it?
OMG. Okay, so it's in 2 weeks. Tonight is a regular episode, and then we've got the reunion next week and the finale afterwards. And thank you. I don't have the name of who you texted me, but you're so right. I was just getting excited. So today, again, a regular episode tonight. Then we have the reunion, which is always so good, and then the finale.
Okay.
So sorry, Jamar.
You could have just left it.
No, I cannot.
And made next week like a bonus.
No, I can't.
No? Okay.
No, I have to get it right.
Thank you for the retraction.
Yes.
Lots to watch.
Very official.
Oh, good. All person text. You're welcome. You could reward me with money from Beat the Bank.
Oh, no.
You want to just give away money?
Sure. No problem. Anything for you and Rue.
Great. Can you give her a job after she does that through? Text her. Because she'll need it.
And of course, that is on Crave.
For sure.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Shout out to Meredith for joining the click for the week. Thank you for hanging.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Marilyn back Monday. Yes. Shout out to all the teachers listening to the show too. This was so interesting to me. A thread started of teachers that were explaining what the different cliques are in their school. And, because we're not in high school anymore, it's completely different.
From what we remember as being like, the stoners.
Yes.
The valley girls.
The jocks. The art kids, the drama kids, band. Yeah. The cliques now are completely different. So teachers, if you're listening, text us 104.536. What are the different cliques or cliques in your school? And also, around the world, what are these new cliques that they're saying that there are?
Well, a couple that stood out to me is just like, oh, right. I mean, 2021. One teacher wrote in and said the stonks.
Stonks.
And they legit discuss the stock market at lunch. So these are like little mini investors.
Wow. That did not exist when I was in high school.
No.
Nobody. I mean, there were smart kids in our school.
Sure.
But they were not interested in the stock market at all.
No, just that idea of making money that way wasn't for kids. Like it just wasn't part of the discussion.
Well, there was no way to access it.
Exactly.
Like where would you, even if you were semi-interested with it, you'd have to watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe on like AOL Finance. And how? You didn't have a phone to check it out.
AOL Finance.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So what are the other clicks?
Well, the influencers. These are kids who are very active online, just obsessed with getting more views and followers, and they're doing their TikTok dances at lunch and taking the selfies by the sunlight, all that stuff, which must be hard to watch.
Can you imagine being in the cafeteria and just like in the corner, you just see a bunch of kids doing like random synchronized dances. They're like, oh yeah, they're doing a TikTok.
Right, they're the TikTokers.
The K-pop fanatics, I see that one.
Yeah.
Esports and gamers.
The gamers.
I know the gamer one is probably huge right now. Gamers, if anyone is not in that world, you have no idea what you're missing. Streaming and gaming. Like right now there's a run on like gaming chairs, CPUs, neon lights, headphones, light up keyboards.
I mean, when you say I don't know what I'm missing, no, I feel like I do.
No,
and I'm not interested.
No, like, I guess so.
I don't know.
It is a whole thing, and it's not just guys. Like
right now, if you go on Twitch,
there's so many girls that are just streaming and making cash. Like it's huge. But anyway, what are the other clicks?
Well, I mean, instead of like the stone, is the vapors. People are vaping.
That's so funny. The vape kids.
Yeah, the vape kids.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Were you doing one?
Hot Cheeto girls.
What?
All the girls that eat Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Wow, that's a click.
That's so funny. What click were you in?
I'd definitely be the artsy one, like artsy, you know, not banned. Okay.
Yeah.
I was cool.
Ouch.
Cool.
Ouch. Okay.
I peaked in high school. No, I'm kidding.
Did you really? Oh, you're on the downslope now? No. I was in the hook up your car and make it really loud and annoy the neighborhood click.
Like, oh, we would not have been friends in the schoolyard.
Like big bass speakers and PA lights.
I would have been like this. That's what I would have done to you.
Well, I got Rockford Fosgate amps, 12-inch speakers in the back, kid. It's work to the balls. It's nuts. That was me in high school.
I feel like I was like Reese Witherspoon in Election.
So funny.
I was like, student council, here I come.
Match, game.
Hey, Juanita, what clique were you in high school? What clique, what group were you in high school?
Group.
Yeah.
Cool kids.
I don't know, like, maybe.
Oh, that means yes. Trying to be modest.
Were you
a prom queen?
Were you AP everything, like all advanced classes?
Oh, no, no.
Okay. Well, you're part of the Match Game group right now.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited to have you. Friday, we've got $100 up for grabs because Jamar made the match yesterday. Angry Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Video game click.
Video game click.
Which player are you choosing today? Meredith or Jamar?
Jamar.
Me?
Oh.
Okay, let's do it.
Jamar, once again.
You've selected Jamar.
Get on out there, Jamar.
All right,
peace. Yeah. Later, he's going, he's moving, he's getting into our very expensive soundproof booth. And Juanita, you are about to win some cash, hopefully, if you can match with Jamar. So what's that word, Miles?
Juanita, you'll have 15 seconds to answer as soon as I give you the first word. And this morning, flower.
Flower. Flower pot. Flower pot. Flower bed. Flower pot. Let's close it in at flower pot.
Locking it in?
Lock it in.
Yeah.
Answer.
He's coming back in. I think that is a very good answer, Juanita. Okay, here it comes.
I'm back.
You're back, Jamar.
All right, let's go.
All right, Jamar. The word today is flower. What's your second word?
Oh, man. Flower.
Not as easy as a video game, is it, Jamar?
Not as easy. Now, the Jamaican me said flower dumpling, but I don't think she's Jamaican, so I'm not going to say flower dumpling. But I will say flower power. Flower boy, the flower girl. The flower girl at a wedding. Flower, well, I'm looking at you for reassurance, but you can't give me
any. I can't give you any, no.
Flower power. Flower girl. Weddings. The flower. Flower girl.
Are you locking it in?
Lock it in.
Answer locked.
Interestingly enough, neither of you asked me how the spelling was.
I know.
But Juanita, what did you say?
Flower pot.
Flower pot.
Flower pot. Flower pot.
I know. My bad.
Juanita, you chose incorrectly. I'm just saying. I would have said flower pot. Absolutely, I would have said flower pot.
I said flower girl.
A lot of people
girl.
Are coming in. Some of your flower power is happening.
Flower
but
power.
But mainly, it's... Oh, no, you got some powers, actually. No, there's a lot of pots, though.
I could only think Flower Pot and Flower Power.
That's okay.
And they're essential.
Talking to you guys.
I know. Great talking to you.
Oh, man.
Are you doing any gardening this weekend?
Are you a gardener?
I guess. Yes. Just last weekend.
Fantastic. Oh, you went early, girl.
I did.
Oh, you did. Well, let's hope. I know. I did my front pots, and I thought, this is too soon. But so far, the frost has stayed away.
All right,
Juanita. Jamar, wake up.
I know. I'm just like...
talking about gardening, flower pots. He's like, what?
He lost me for a second.
Have a good weekend.
Juanita, thank you so much. Sorry about that.
Thank you. Don't worry. I'll try again.
All right. Do that.
Do it again.
What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Buckingham Palace has released a statement that Prince Philip, husband of Queen Elizabeth, has passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. He was 99 years old. They were married in 1947, 5 years before she became queen, and he was the longest-serving royal consort in British history. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth is entering an 8-day period of mourning and will step back from carrying out any royal duties as she grieves. Now, after the 8 days, a further period of official royal mourning is expected to continue. So the country will go into a period of 10 days. The royal household will do so for 30 days, and the guardsmen will be wearing black armbands during that period. So flags have been lowered to half-mast, and plans for any tributes or events have not been publicly announced yet, but it's kind of unclear what events can even be made right now or taking place because of the current coronavirus restrictions, of course, on crowd movements and numbers, plus the rules of how many people are allowed to even attend a funeral. The royal family's official site said further announcements will be made in due course, which is I'm reading off the site. And right now, the royal.uk site is currently a memorial page for the prince and temporarily unavailable while appropriate changes are being made.
Hey, UK correspondent Miles, or producer rather.
Good morning.
What would somebody be doing in the UK this morning subsequent to this news? What would their day be like today?
You just been the general public?
Yeah, the general public.
You know, paying tributes online, commenting on all the necessary channels on social media, and, you know, paying their respects that way, I guess. And just, you know, looking back over the years, maybe watch a royal documentary or something like that'll be shown tonight, I guess. You know, all those kind of in memoriam pieces of footage will be shown all throughout the day on news channels and, you know, longer than usual news broadcasts, I guess.
Okay. Okay.
If you're talking in the room, obviously it's too soon to really, you know, speak about this, but this will bring Harry back to the royal family.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, that's a whole dimension. That's a whole other dimension.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing, which, you know, great sadness, but potentially...
Right.
A moment to come together after a time when there's been a lot said.
We'll see how that plays out.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up!
I love that album so much. Songs About Jane, the Maroon 5 album.
Of course, yeah.
You're on a great album.
Was Adam Levine in your road trip car? Was that Adam Levine and John Mayer? And
yeah, he was in my bro car. Yeah.
Bro car.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm okay with that. I still like you.
not his actions, just his music. If there are any actions I'm forgetting about. You have to say that these days.
I know.
Anyway, today is National Gin and Tonic Day.
Yes, it is.
Looking for a cocktail.
Cheers.
If you check Chum 1045 on Instagram, we posted a video as our very own Azalea walked us through a tasting of some gin and tonic recipes. Thank you so much for that, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Learned a lot.
A lot of fun. I love that.
You know, so many times you have a drink and you don't even know what's in it. Like, I didn't even realize that gin was derived from juniper. That's what it is?
Yes.
Juniper Azalea, berries.
Yeah, Azalea taught us that. Azalea converted me because I was not a big gin and tonic fan. I just always felt like it tasted like I was drinking a forest.
Yeah, because you've probably been drinking all the rail stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Not the good stuff.
Like, I drink good stuff, okay?
Okay.
I'm not a rail girl.
I'm a rail dude. I'm like, give me the stuff in the white plastic cup, but...
But it was really good, and the different tonics, too. It was very... You're going to learn a lot if you go check out that Instagram.
For sure.
It's good. Delicious.
Cool.
Look, so that Miles is playing the classy music for us. Welcome to the Chum Gin and Tonic Bar.
Chum Cocktail Bar.
Yeah. We need like ASMR, like You know,
cracking open. Yeah, that was actually really good.
That was good. You ever listen to those videos, those ASMR videos?
I mean, I know, I kind of, actually.
You probably could do that.
Oh.
I really think so. I think you could do ASMR. If you don't know what ASMR is, it's those weird videos where people are just making sound.
Thanks, Jamar.
You like how I did that?
You could do that, Meredith.
It's those weird videos. Anyway, it's a little weird, but once you listen to it, it's people
very
just making.
Relaxing.
Yeah, they're people making sound effects that, according to whatever is happening on the sound, it actually soothes you, and it's the most random thing.
It's super random, and people get like very close to the microphone.
Right. Wait, you didn't like that?
It's horrible.
It's a bit too mouthy.
No, but it was very intimate. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, I'm just winging it here, guys. I mean, don't put me on the spot. I'll work on my ASMR and come back the next time Marilyn goes on vacay, okay? That's my promise.
It'll be like, this is me eating a chocolate chip cookie.
No one is paying to hear that.
It's a good cookie. Like, those are the ASMR videos. It's so weird.
It is.
But in any case, whether it's gin or ASMR, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Stay home. Watch the stuff on TV. You know, do the things that we're just all doing right now.
Yeah. And try not to dwell so much on what we can't do.
Yeah.
Try to just accentuate the things you can do. That's my advice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a short list, but try to accentuate it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just punctuate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Fun. Thank you for having me, Jamar.
Thank you for being
Miles,
here. Thank
Celia.
You, Meredith, hanging us with us
Good
for the
time.
Week.
Such a fun week.
Yeah, really fun.
Chum 104.5.